Hey everybody, I'm Billy Nuttall, and it's my birthday!
You can't do that twice!
Got him!
No, I can't! Got I can't him. Do it twice! We're recording this on July 1st. I'm Billy Nuttall, and I know a moderate amount about Pokemon.
I'm Kayla Cooney, and I know some things about Pokemon.
And I'm Darren Earle, and I'm here to put that to the test, you two.
Oh, why would that be, Dan? Because you're listening to Delve Into the Dex, a Pokemon taxonomy, the podcast where every week we talk about a few different Pokemon and learn what makes them tick. If you want to, actually, there is no way to visually follow along to this episode. Actually, there might be. Who knows?
Put our faces on it. Let's dox ourselves.
Yeah, I have COVID. You can't judge me.
I was going to say, yeah, Billy's allowed a pass.
Yeah, if my voice is a little bit more raspy today, that is because I have COVID. So far, it has been a very mild case. I've had it for a few days now, but it hasn't been more than heightened allergies for me. I'm lucky in that sense. Be vaccinated. If I'm the last push you needed to get vaccinated, sorry.
This is the only time you've gotten it, right? You didn't get it before being vaccinated.
Yeah, I avoided it for 2 years and 4 months, and this is the combo breaker.
Wow.
And I'm real upset about it.
No, that's I think I got it like immediately the first summer, and then very recently I was dodging it left and right from all sides. Actually right before I defended my thesis, I was just like,
I had it about 2 weeks before quarantine, because I went to the doctor for, like, I don't get sick a lot, and I went to the doctor for it, and he legitimately said, I don't know what this is, but we're just gonna throw antibiotics at it.
Wild.
Yep.
Perfect.
Never got COVID since, so
there you go.
Yep.
Put that doctor in charge. Anyways, the other thing we should probably talk about before we get started this week, this is episode 20. And we decided what we're going to do is we're going to make the podcast seasonal. We're going to do 20 episodes per season. So this is the season finale. We're going to take 2, maybe 3 weeks off. I have a pretty rough schedule in July. So this just like helps keep the pressure off Kayla and I from like the constant stress of like, hey, we need to edit now and we should feel bad if we
aren't. And Dan, the stress of researching, because Dan does take time to research.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I like how you're like, it keeps the stress off you and Kayla. Dan, what do you have to worry about? Yeah.
Well, you were writing a real paper and these fake papers for us. So like, you've been busy.
Yeah, that's true.
Nah,
you wrote a full fucking thesis to defend. On top
I wrote
of...
it before that, most of it. I don't know.
So yeah, 2 to 3 weeks. We might toss bloopers or some shit in between if we feel like it. We did not discuss that. I just decided that maybe we could do that. I don't know.
You can if you want.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I have rogue editor and upload privileges, I might do a little audio drama between the... It's my Warhammer podcast. That's when I started.
Oh, no, fuck. No. We originally said 2 weeks, and then we were thinking 3. And so my thought is, if we're not here at 3 weeks, don't panic, little babes. We have not
don't
left.
Worry.
We're just making you wait longer, I guess.
If I can lead us in, before we get into the content of this episode, just to hype up, let's say, season 2. You know, right now, we're taking on the Elite Four. Season 2, we're going to try some fun things. We like to think we've gotten in a groove, or I like to think we've gotten in a groove, but that means we're going to try things. We're going to guests on this podcast.
We're bringing in outsiders.
The fun thing about, like, it's important to find your groove so that then you can immediately break it.
I do want to say, though, when it's like, I think we've gotten a groove, I think we've learned, we have a fucking title that we're keeping now. That's definitely helpful.
Yep.
five episodes, which, mind you, we started this last year, and it still just took so long.
Oh, my God. We've been working on this for over 6 months now. I've just...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're...
This is a fucking thing, guys.
I think by the time we hit October, we will have been working on this podcast for a full year.
Yeah.
Wild.
Like, I when I told my sister I had to get off the phone because I was recording my podcast, she immediately knew what I was talking about. And I don't know if I've ever told her. I think she's just seen me share episodes here and there.
It's really fun to like talk to my Barnes & Noble friends, and then I'll just casually say Kayla and Dan, and I don't need to explain who they are because they've listened to an episode. And it's like, oh, they know.
Yeah, I like that. It's, you guys have also, it's same thing. I'll talk to some of my friends and they're like, I think my one friend just loves how it's like, I like how Kayla just has no idea all the time. Or no, it was your reaction to Snom, Kayla. They are just like, I love Snom, and I love that Kayla, that was their first experience of that mythical, beautiful.
Yeah, it's not in my algorithm. I'm very sheltered from Pokemon information. Like, I get a little more now. And that's actually part of why
I'd hope so. Well, that's the point, Kayla.
That actually is part of why I don't, like, share as often as I do or interact with the Twitter as much as I do. Because, like, some part of me is like, I need journalistic integrity for this goddamn fake pet podcast, this Neopet podcast.
I guess we can get into this episode. So we sort of came together for the 20th episode, and we're going to, you know, we'll judge the reaction of our 15 listeners, see how they feel about this, maybe after this one. But in every 20 episodes or so, I think it's important that we need to make sure something is sticking here, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, especially before we leave for a break.
Yeah. It's before you go on spring break. What do you do?
Mm-hmm. You take an exam.
You got a pregame. Oh, I was going to say, you pregame, you wake up at 8 a.m., drink tequila, and just really get yourself ready for spring break.
Oh, fuck. Right? Can we do that this episode, Dan? Is that what you have prepared for us?
I physically cannot drink tequila anymore. The day I turned 26, if I look at tequila or gin, I die.
What pastel pink can with your pinky out are you holding right now, Dan?
Did I actually have the pinky out?
Yes,
that was entirely.
You did.
Oh. Well, this
you
is
probably
my
had
craft,
two fingers off, but
this is my craft hard seltzer. It's a peach berry flavored.
Ooh.
Because I have to work in the morning, so I have something nice and light.
Yum yum.
But I'm sad, so I still have alcohol. So to make sure you guys have sort of retained information, we're gonna have a quick midterm exam. Now I have a whole list of questions based on what we've previously talked about. I will say, in my defense, I am not going to cover everything because, hey guys, we have 19 hours of content I would have to listen through to find, like, the tiniest little segment of what would be an interesting thing to ask.
Yeah.
You know, and as much as I like listening to the sound of my own voice, I don't. So, I've got ahead and let me just pull out computer number 3. All right. So, you know, I think it's important we can lay out some context. We can start asking some important questions. And I'm going to do this as sequentially as possible. So we're going to start with episode 1, if that's copacetic.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think, I will say, in fairness, I think, not that I would ever play favorites with my students. Billy, I think you might be okay on a lot of these questions. Kayla,
mm-hmm.
I believe in you.
I've assumed this was just going to be like the naming of the boy. I have to give my answer first.
Kayla, I wish I wrote down what you named every Pokemon.
I mean, you can do that next season.
Here's the thing, hindsight is 20/20.
And again, 19 hours of content.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna go ahead and here's my first question for y'all. How many Charizards are there? Let me rephrase. Count how many Charizards, but we talked about a lot of different, a lot of different Charizards, you know?
Yeah, we did.
Kayla, we got some Charizard forms. Can you name the Charizard forms?
Is it how many, or am I naming them?
Both.
Name them too. I mean, you gotta.
I guess both,
it's
technically.
You have to name it, like, how many, and then you also need to back up your answer, you know?
All right. Well, there's Charizard Classic.
Vanilla Charizard.
Yeah, vanilla. Beta Charizard.
No, that's next gen. We get Alpha and Beta Charizard.
That's true. There's Gigantamax Charizard.
There we are.
Okay. Hey, what gen did that show up in?
8?
Yeah.
Hey,
holy
this.
Shit.
This is going great, guys.
I just knew it had to be an even number because we haven't, I feel like we have not done a lot of odd numbers so far. Okay. Dynamax Charizard?
No.
Yeah. Well, okay, Dynamax, I would say, counts because you got to remember, all Pokemon can Dynamax, but you have to get a special Charizard to Gigantamax.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Dynamax is... Kayla, can you briefly describe Dynamax?
Big, scary, I'm remembering a Meowth form, but I don't know if that's a Dynamax.
That
or
one's Gigantamax.
God damn.
Yeah.
All right. Then do they just get pointier? Is that the one where like they get more
what?
Armor? I don't know. I don't remember.
No, they get Caleb, oh, wait. They get big.
Is it? Well, yeah, that like the big, but like I guess I thought that was implied by the namings.
Dynamax is just big.
Yeah, it's just big.
Boy. Okay.
Yeah, you put it on scale so then, and it is just big. Gigantamax is big, but also you look slightly different in
yeah,
some way.
Yeah, that's like the one where like it's got the weird spirit shit around it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think Charizard had like a diamond fractal design on its chest.
Yeah, and a lot of fire. I can throw a Gigantamax Charizard back up.
A cape of fire, right? Like wings of fire?
So, yeah. So is there a fourth?
There is a fourth and fifth.
Hey.
Well, there's Gigantamax Charizard, as your refresher. Mm-hmm. What are the other two Charizards, Kayla?
Is there a Galarian Charizard?
No.
No, and honestly, I'm surprised he made it
Same.
Through that. Yeah.
I was gonna say that he seems to be, like, the favorite of the franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Girl Charizard?
There is
Do you
girl
mean
Charizard.
Charla?
Yeah, now, sure.
I'll give you half a point for girl Charizard and or Charla.
That was supposed to be a throwaway. All right.
Can we call it on the last two that we're looking for? Because we were looking for Mega Charizard X and Mega Charizard Y.
Yeah. We got the Megas. Mm-hmm. You got how can you not Okay, Mega Evolution.
I don't think we've had Megas since then, have we?
We haven't.
Oh, we have. What are the other Megas we've covered, guys?
I don't know. I just clearly don't know.
Oh, shit.
Teach.
Aggron. Aggron got Mega, right?
Yep, Aggron got Mega. There is Mega Aggron.
That's the only one I can remember.
That's it.
Oh, thank fuck.
We've only talked about Mega Aggron.
Okay, cool.
Good job, Billy. Are our scores cumulative or individual?
I don't know. Honestly, I should have been writing them down.
We're individual. You're not dragging me down.
Are we keeping score?
Yeah, I've got Billy at 18 and Kayla at 4 Woobats in a trench coat.
They're cold.
They huddle for warmth.
They deserve to be warm and toasty.
Woobat, more like Wombat.
Wombat.
Is there? There's not a Wombat Pokemon, is there?
Is that there's another question?
No, that was a question that Dan was asking. That was a question for a Dan for Dan. So, okay, let me rewind Dan's brain. When Billy said, we find out what makes Pokemon tick, my first thought was, oh shit, have we talked about the clock Pokemon? And my second thought was, oh shit, is there a clock Pokemon? Because, like, I like to think I have a finger on the pulse of Pokemon. Let's move on to question two. Question two. This is going to be from our Galarian Legendaries episode. Nothing so much to do with Pokemon, but can you guys do me a favor? And what were the name of the two legendary dogs from Galarian to start? From the Galar region?
Kayla, you remember what those two looked like, right?
I'm thinking of the circus lions, and I know it's not them.
It's not them at all.
You want blue dogs.
It's Sword Dog and Shield Dog.
Is it the blue and pink? The dog with the...
Sword Dog and Shield
fucking
Dog.
Fucking knife. Mm-hmm.
Would you like another picture of Sword Dog and Shield Dog? I can give you that much.
Maybe I'll just do a new renaming of the boys. Fuck. Still not a big fan of that one.
Give me Shield. I have you on record saying you did not like the other one. You liked this one less. You liked Shield Dog significantly less.
Now,
and I like Shield Dog better.
Now I am an equal amount of, like, negative. It does kind of, to me, it's just too complicated.
I think you like pre-evolved Sword Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, so this is their form when they become, like, empowered. But, Kayla, I still need you to try and name these things. Because I will say, a little behind the scenes on this, is we got roasted from one of our friends and devout listener of the podcast for how we pronounced Sword Dog's name.
If only I... We did. I guess I don't give a shit, because I didn't pay enough attention to remember the roast. I'm gonna say... Sorry, friendo. Clark... Yeah. Clark for Clark Kent, and whatever Batman says in the movie that makes Superman not kill him, whatever name that is.
Mary? Martha.
Martha, yeah.
Now, which one's which, Kayla? Is Sword Dog, well, Martha?
Clearly, because not Sword Dog. Shield Dog is just all... I'm also watching The Boys, so, like, to me, he's also Homelander right now. It's not a good dog.
What? Shield Dog's a perfect dog. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's just got so much shit. Does it have peripheral vision? This is not the episode.
No, in the episode, we talked about that it cannot turn its head. Billy, do you remember their names? Billy, you got
yes, names? Sword Dog is, we pronounced it as Zacian.
Yeah, and apparently it's Zacian.
Yeah,
but...
apparently Zacian, but fuck that. And then Shield Dog is Zamazenta?
Yeah. Wow.
There we go.
I'm not surprised I didn't remember that one.
Yeah. If the fun part is here, that isn't actually the question I wanted to ask. So, to remind you, just as a brief aside, the Galar region is highly based and, like, Arthurian legend to a degree. So, Sword Dog is clearly based off of King Arthur's sword, which is named...
Excalibur.
Yeah, and then Shield Dog is based off of King Arthur's shield, which is named...
Oh, shit, you told us this.
You did tell us this.
You told us this.
We had to look this up.
So much of the episode was us guessing at this clearly Galaic word.
Oh.
Kayla, that might be good for half.
It might also be incredibly offensive. I have no idea what I just said.
Vorpenschauer.
Oh my god. It's Wingbruther.
Wingbruther.
Oh, yeah. The pronunciation was. I just placed the spelling again, but Wingbruther.
Wingbruther.
Sword Dog and Shield Dog.
What would you have done if we knew that? What would you have done if one of us pulled
been
that
impressed.
8-inch long word out of our ass?
Been impressed? Kayla, that's the whole point. I'm not going to be like, okay, what am I? I'm not just going to be every question is like,
I know.
That's one fun. It's not going to be like the second grade. Name one fun fact you learned about Eternatus.
No, we end every episode like that.
Yeah,
he's buried 80 feet under the ground because a 10-year-old thought he was too much power.
Not 80 feet. He is buried in some guy's garden underneath a tulip bulb. He is a foot and a half down.
The destroyer.
We'll keep on keeping on then. I'll move on to the next episode. This is a very special episode to me that you guys soiled to flashback to my birthday.
Happy birthday.
You know, when I was the birthday princess, Billy.
Listen, your birthday doesn't matter. Mine does.
That's fair. It is now yours. But when we, on my birthday, what's my favorite Pokemon, guys?
It's one I was mean to, and I feel bad.
Well, you know, this isn't the real question, but who was my favorite? Because who did we talk about on my special birthday?
We talked
episode?
About the Togepi family.
Yeah,
and I know for a fact your favorite is not Togetic. But I can't remember if your favorite is Togepi or Togekiss.
I was about to say Togekiss, and I'm amazed I remembered that name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got Togekiss, the evolved one. But this was one of the many times we talked about the Pokemon Adventures manga, and the precious goblin that is a Togepi that belongs to one of the protagonists in that. And I'm going to just send you a very important picture of this Togepi to remind you how good this goblin is.
Yeah.
Hey, what's his name?
Oh no. Kayla, quick, stall for time. I don't think I included this guy on the
No, you did, because there's also another picture of here's a picture of him in a pool ball. As we remember, Gold from the Pokemon Adventures uses him as this trick shot thing. What is this precious, perfect, ideal boy's name?
Benji.
I almost just asked the stupidest question. I almost just went, is it a Japanese name?
Actually, no, it's Spanish.
I can't tell if you're fucking with me.
I gave my guess. Kayla, you're up.
All right. Macho.
No. It's Togebo.
Togebo.
To little Togebo, the best, perfect, ideal boy.
I wanted to say like Toby. I was stuck on Toby for a while.
Or not Toby.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep this fun. So this is actually a bonus one that we're gonna talk about here, because now we're going to move on to our Ultra Beast episode. And this is something, I don't know if this is a recurring segment that we can call, hey, Dan missed something fun that would be cool to talk about in the Pokemon show where he's supposed to do a Pokemon deep dive.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
They're footnotes? No, what would you call them? Addendums.
Oopsie poopsies. Yeah, addendums. Yeah. Edits. Mm-hmm. It's my edits. Hey, guys, let me get some edits to this episode.
Dan's editor notes.
I'm working on my thesis. Yeah, editor. So there's a meme in academia of if you submit a paper, editor two is like the worst. These are my editor two notes because I forgot them. I'm going to send you guys a boy that the first boy we talked about on that episode. And just rename this boy, if you could, quickly for me.
Kayla, go.
Smashing Pumpkins.
That threw me off. It's Guzzlord.
It's Guzzlord,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're
my
Godlord.
King, I'm sorry. I'm so
Guzzlord.
Sorry.
No. Yeah, Guzzlord. Guzzlord's a fun one. This is a fact I should have talked about in the episode. I know I mentioned you two about it after the fact. Could you two do your best impression of Guzzlord's call from the anime for me?
Oh, you did play this clip. Oh, shit.
I can't remember if it was soft or loud. I feel like it's loud. I mean, look at it.
It's very loud. Oh, Kayla, I will give you that. It's very loud.
Oh, it's gotta be loud. It's gotta be loud. This is just Kayla and I in a stare-off to see who's gonna blow out their microphone first.
That's really it, because I'm like, Discord's not picking this up, so this is a treat for Billy later.
I mean, I will give Billy the video clip to post with the Twitter thread, because we'll have a Twitter thread this episode.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah. I'll do it.
I'm deciding it's a ribbit. I'm deciding it's...
Guzzlord. Guzzlord. No, it's got...
But, like, booming... Whatever the fuck the sound that
you
is.
You are both.
Wait,
so
Billy hasn't
off.
Done it yet.
I haven't done okay. one yet.
Oh, Billy yeah, I thought Billy yet. Did one.
Guzzlord!
I'm gonna send you guys.
Just high pitched screech.
I'm gonna send you guys the video.
Here it
but
is.
Here's my Guzzlord. Best impression.
Okay.
Make sure that that edit is exactly how it was on Discord, so it just goes goes nowhere.
Yeah, no, thank you Discord noise canceling, but also Guzzlord just screams.
he's got a Titan yell. That's right.
It's just a guy going ah.
It's like a bit of like the fucking screaming goats.
Yeah
it's this is.
The very first one something... was like a weird like screech, yeah. But then it was then it was very clearly
It's just a guy in a vocal booth.
Yeah. Well, and if you go to like the video will be posted in the description. If you go like a minute and 30 seconds in, you get to a part where multiple Guzzlords come out of a portal and they're just all going ah ah ah. And it's just a guy screaming. And I will say, this is something that I think I found out about 5 minutes after our episode on Guzzlord went live, and I will never forgive myself for it.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Now
so
you
this
know.
This is just an important...
Hindsight.
So, you know, that's not the actual question I was going to ask you guys based on this.
Great.
Yeah, here's the question. We talked about two other Ultra Beasts, Pheromosa and Buzzwool, the two fighting bugs, if you remember.
Yeah.
Would you like a picture of Pheromosa and Buzzwool to remember which is which?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll send you a picture. I'll let you figure out which one is which one, because I think you can do that.
It's pretty easy.
Kayla, which one of these is Buzzwool?
Yeah. Yeah, the second one. That big superhero buff mosquito face man.
Yeah.
With the coolest legs. I remember his legs were so fucking cool.
Buzzwool in and of itself is cool. Now... If you remember, Pheromosa is very light and Buzzwool is very heavy. We're going to do this Jeopardy style. What is the difference in pounds between Pheromosa and Buzzwool?
Well, you said Jeopardy style. Do we have to ask?
No, sorry, not Jeopardy. Price is Right. Holy shit. Yeah, closest really without convinced. Going over. Yeah, holy shit, I smell burnt toast.
I'm going to say 2,300 pounds. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
because I remember being upset about.
I'm gonna go 2,500 pounds, and can I guess that Faramosa weighs 18 pounds?
I will say so. You are both way over.
Damn. Can we re-guess?
Yeah, I will say you can re-guess. I will give you this. Buzzwole weighs 735 pounds.
Well, I was about to say 700 pounds for my guess, so we're going to bring that down. We're going to say 650
pounds. No, I'm going to say 700 pounds. I think Faramosa weighs 35 pounds wet.
Billy, Faramosa weighs 55 pounds, so you went just a little bit over. Kayla wins this one. Yeah.
You're sick from school, laying on the couch. Your mom just brought you a Verner's.
And you're only watching the Game Show Network.
Anyway, okay, we're gonna move on. We're gonna talk about, we're gonna talk about some Gen 6 ghosties.
Hey!
And, you know, this actually sort of works because we'll do Price is Right again. Now, do you guys remember Pumpkaboo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there are several sizes of Pumpkaboo, and we all know the things the different sizes do.
Yep.
The biggest ones will drag you to hell unwittingly. The little ones like to find kids and pretend to be kids. No, the little ones like to pretend to be kids to drag adults to hell. So I'm going to do this way. I need you guys to tell me how many different Pumpkaboo sizes there are and list the weights of those sizes. And we'll do this... I was trying to think of another game show. We'll do this Hollywood Squares style.
Cool. All
right. The only Hollywood Squares thing I know is when Gilbert Gottfried fucking rules, because people can't guess correctly, so I'm just going to keep saying, you fool. I don't know. Billy.
Yeah?
Give me the answers.
No.
But wait, why not?
You can cheat.
Because I'm a moral person.
Well, I'm not, so I'm the one that's doing wrong. You're helping me. So you're doing a good thing by telling me, but I'm doing a bad thing by taking the answers. I can just listen to you and not write the answers and nothing bad has happened.
Actually, you know what? This logic really does track. Okay, so there are four sizes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay. Well, I had a... That was kind of going to be my guess, because, like, in my head, I'm thinking, like... Oh, wait, he's walking by. Hold on. Hello, teacher.
I can't walk by... in a visual gag in an auditory medium.
Damn. Unless
we, like...
While we're on a Discord
call. I'm seeing building, goddammit.
Do you guys know that video of, like, you're in a 3D barbershop? If it's, like, if you close your eyes, you can hear me
I can't walk do those.
From this side to this side. But we export in mono, so you just heard the same footsteps.
That's not even what stereo means.
Do I look like an audio doctor, Billy?
Doctor.
Well, it is what stereo means, but we do not have a microphone that would be able to record. Whatever. I don't fucking know. The largest size, let's go with 180 pounds.
Yeah, let's go for it. You know, we're going on. This has gone off rails.
All right. Medium, second largest. You said 180. I'm going to say 95 pounds for the second largest.
For the second smallest, I'm going to say 50.
And for the smallest, I'm going to say 10.
So here's the thing, gang. The smallest Pumpkaboo is 7.5 pounds.
Shit.
And the biggest Pumpkaboo is 33 pounds. So, I could go through and let you know how every single one was wrong, but I won't.
I think we're good. They were
we
all less than our second.
Yeah, this is
the
Montessori
second.
School. We grade you based on effort. I don't know if that's how Montessoris actually work. And now with that, I'm going to move on to... a very special boy that we talked about. I'm just going to send you a picture. And the whole theme of this guy's episode, if you remember, was how much this guy's life sucks.
Oh, yeah.
How many Pokemon eat this guy?
Like, fucking hundreds. No, it's like, I want to say it's like six that are named who eat him, but it might be... I'm sorry, her? Weren't most of them female?
No, that's a different one, yeah.
That's a different Pokemon.
But I know there's the somehow not a... oh, fuck, wait, what's his name? I had it. It's got ant in it.
Safe guess, Kayla. Hey, Kayla.
Oh, Durant. Durant. Oh.
Hey, Kevin there Durant. We go. Look at that.
Who we do not associate
with. Yeah, we would never.
Sure. show.
Just in case Kevin Durant turns out to be the Zodiac Killer, also, like, we've never associated with Kevin Durant.
Well, if he's a Zodiac Killer, we have nothing upset against him, because he has the money to find out where we live. So I remember there wasn't, like, a Durant Eater, but I did suggest that it should be named the Durant Eater.
You did. You did.
Yeah, that is correct. Remember that?
Yeah.
Cannot remember what it's called, but that's one.
It's Heatmore. That's Heatmore. Yeah.
And Heatmore's evolution also eats.
No, Heatmore don't
Heatmore
evolve.
Does not evolve.
No, it doesn't. He eats mountains. Oh, they don't evolve.
Yeah.
It's one mountains. Where I feel like they just
he eats
eat
no,
mountains.
Everything's... No, we talked about Guzzlord, Kayla.
Yeah, everything lives in the mountains except Guzzlord, who screams at and eats mountains.
Yes.
But,
clearly. I think, Dan, I'm going to call you out here. I think this is a trick question. Because I think we have... one Pokemon that eats Durant directly, and that would be Heatmore. And then we did talk about Silicobra and Sandaconda. Silicobra was never mentioned in terms of Durant. We never talked about how Silicobra eats Durant. Sandaconda, though, eats Durant eggs.
Billy, you got me. You just did that thing where you stand up in the college class and you're like, well, hey, professor, if God's real, if God's not real, you've just...
If God's not real, how can I do this?
If God's not real, how am I able to fucking challenge him? Fight me.
Oh, you think I'm God? Kid, you really needed to get out of your hometown. Sit the fuck down.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
We have a test on Monday.
No, it's, oh, God, what's the one Jenny Nicholson did the video on? You're just such a big man.
Such a big man.
Trigger
yeah,
warning.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah. Trigger warning. That's
Billy,
trigger warning.
Guys, man. I don't know if you saw this. Billy grew 3 sizes that day.
Yeah.
I'm
walking on sunshine.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Guys, Guzzlord's call fills me with such joy, and I'm so mad that I spent like 3 hours learning about Ultra Beasts, just doing like the preliminary stuff, and that didn't come up.
Dan,
yes,
just to clarify, I nailed that question, and I'm incredibly smart, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I
wonderful
for Billy. I have just crawled my way out of the primordial ooze in your essence.
Perfect. Moving on.
All right. I've got a couple more that I can just get you guys real quick with. I'm just going to post a quick boy from one of my favorite personal episodes, When We Talk Moth. You guys remember this boy?
Moth episode. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not who I thought you were going to put on there. I recognize it. I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah. Would it help if I posted its evolved form? Yeah, I can send you its evolved form real quick.
gang, just so you get the fun visual joke that I did, Dan first posted Larvesta, and then when posting the quote-unquote evolved form, instead of posting Volcarona, he posted Snom, our Lord and Savior.
Oh, fuck, I love Snom.
I love Snom. Look at him go.
I'm glad I have self-control for this
one. Look at him go.
But, oh, I love this gift.
Just flopping around like the best boy.
All right, my actual question, though, so, yeah, it's Larvesta. Larvesta is one of the Pokemon that has the highest level to evolve at into Volcarona. What level is that?
101.
50...
Billy is the closest without going over. Kayla, 101 level Pokemon don't exist unless you're using a Game Shark, and that is illegal. I'm calling Nintendo. Oh. My uncle works at Nintendo.
Kayla,
and
we're calling the cops.
Ken Sugimori, who's not at Nintendo. I think that's the guy who made Mega Man. No, that's the guy who made... cut that out. Ken Sugimori designed Pokemon. That's why he was on my brain.
Damn.
Did you guys hear about that guy who dropped $40,000 into Nintendo stocks and then were... I don't know what
he asked about an F-Zero game, which fucking there's other racing games, guys.
Oh my God.
I guess they got to fucking do it now, though.
No, they
don't. Why not ask about Pikmin 4? Something we care about.
Didn't we just get Pikmin 3?
Pikmin 3 was a Wii U release that was re-released for Switch.
Oh.
Yeah. Is it 65?
It's 59.
Oh, 59.
So you were very close. When you were saying 50, like the long 50, ooh, I was like, he's going to do it.
I was debating between 50 or 55. I thought it was divisible by 5 by sure, for sure, and I knew it was above 50.
And also, just real quick, since I talked to Snom, how do you make Snom evolve?
Pinch his little butt cheek face.
You make it your friend.
At night.
Yeah.
Oh, at night. Shit.
Yeah, it evolves at night if it's your moths friend. So in the darkest night, you look at Snom, and Snom looks at you.
But remember, I mentioned this in the last podcast, or the episode with Snom. Why would you ever want him to change? Then I can't be close to him. I must keep him at arm's length in order to preserve my baby. That's not fair.
You just emotionally distance yourself. I think you talked about this in the Togepi episode, Kayla, but I know you mentioned, and this is like a fucked up thing, it's like the designer pet Pokemon thing where it's like, yeah, guys, if you have a Snom or a Togepi, make sure you only feed it like once every 3 days.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that's a fucking tactic people used for micro pigs, is they were like, well, they only get super big if you feed them too much. You're feeding them too much. It's like, no, you are literally causing malnutrition in an animal. So it fits in your fucking purse.
There is a thing when mini pigs were a thing that apparently a bunch of pet stores would just sell real piglets as mini pigs.
Yeah.
And then they would grow up to be full-ass pigs. Like, it doesn't matter if you underfeed them. They're gonna turn into 600-pound pigs. So apparently a bunch of people just spent, like, $600 for pigs. And all of them named them fucking Bacon Bits. Like...
hell yeah.
Come on! So I got two more questions for you guys to round this out. I'm gonna send you another Pokemon. Everybody knows this Pokemon's name. It's Dewgong. I need you both, now knowing this information, similar to Guzzlord... can you give me your best impression of Dewgong's cry from the anime?
I think I do remember. Okay. Here's where I'm not sure. This is either the truth or a joke I've already made once, but I'm sticking with it. Even if it's still a joke, I'm funny, damn it, to me. I like to imagine that it is the correct answer, but it is also, Billy got further away from his computer.
I'm preparing.
Is it loud?
A little.
Because I thought it was very soft. I thought it was going to be like, Dewgong. Dewgong.
That is what you said in the episode, and you're very wrong.
That is the joke I made. Well, I'm sticking with it.
This is the correct answer. Dewgong, gong, gong.
Billy, 100%. 10 out of 10.
There we go.
Boom. I don't even feel bad about forgetting. I like mine more.
Yeah, yours is way better.
It just looks like it needs that with, like, or, like, that it sighs. It is,
elegant. So, are you guys ready for the last question? Because this is, I'm going to consider this one extra credit, because it's talking about our favorite boy. The best thing we've ever covered on this episode. You guys remember who this guy is?
God fucking damn it, Dan.
Well, this is relevant. Hang on. Fuck off. Ride with me on this. What's this guy's name?
Okay, sure. Claymore. Go Lester. I don't fucking know. Fuck you. Wait.
Oh, I don't know what Billy's realized. Shit. I'm just gonna name him Gary.
Taylor, Dan, is this
Gors? This
Gors?
Is Gors!
Gors!
From Gors! The Spectrobes episode. The funniest Gors thing. This is Gors. A perfect Gors being. Now,
I was just telling Walter how we did that in another episode recently. How we all went Gors.
So, yeah. Gors, though, Gors is pretty good. Gors does evolve, and I do need you guys to tell me. Again, I'm not getting back into Spectrobes, but Spectrobes, this is the child form. It then goes into the evolved. Oh, I'm sorry. It goes into adult and then evolved. What are the other two forms of Gors called? And I can send you some pictures if that would help, but I honestly do not think it will.
Yes.
Yes, please.
It actually won't help, but I just want to see them because I like pictures.
Okay, so this is the mid form, and then I will send the final form in just a second here. Because there's a very particular reason I'm sending these and why I think Gors deserve some more time. Can you guys name these two?
I'm going to say the second one. So we've got, starting from the first, we've got Gors, and then we've got Chores, and then we got Michael Kors, which is a designer brand, I guess.
I think we have Gors, we have Sabretooth Gors, And we have bow down, be afraid, be very afraid, the Gore's destroyer.
No.
Really, we've got the Draw Titan and the Cart Titan.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've got that. So we've got Gore's, and then we have Gorgon, and then very importantly, we have Gorbius.
What?
His name is Gorbius.
Are you fucking
Sorry,
Gorbarus,
kidding me? Gorbarus, Gorbur, Gorbrius, Gorbrius.
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 It's Gorbin time.
It's Gorbin time.
It's Gorbin time.
Yeah, it's Gorbin time.
Holy I know by the time shit. This episode comes out, that is months old, but fuck, is it still funny, and I hate that Jared Leto.
This is next
Jared
week.
Jared Leto personally killed that meme.
Oh, yeah, of course. And then fans brought it back by not seeing the movie the second time.
Well, sorry, Holy I was busy shit. That weekend. If they re-release it again, I'll go see it.
Yeah, Sony, just release it a third time. We'll go out and see it. You didn't give us enough of a warning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I was just Eddie Burbanking.
Like, we just saw the movie the first time. We didn't have money to go right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, and I wanted the full experience.
Yeah, we'll see it again, we swear.
Yeah.
Dan, thank you so much for this quiz. May I ask who won?
Hang on, I'm totaling up the points real quick.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It looks like both of you scored a sphiel.
Hey, not
no,
bad.
Yeah,
I'll
that's a
it.
Perfect score. That is ideal.
Hell yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that means that as of episode 20 of Delve Into the Dex, a Pokemon taxonomy, we talked about 3 Spectrobe this episode. We can add 3 Spectrobe to our list.
None of these are new. They are the exact same. We already talked about these guys.
Well, they were not in our... When we just flooded our Discord with images of different ones, we never actually included Gore's.
Yeah, we did.
Was he? I don't fucking know. So we talked about 3 Spectrobe this week. That brings our grand total of Pokemon covered on the podcast still to a crispy 69 Pokemon.
Fucking nice!
Nice!
We have 839 Pokemon to go. For those wondering, that puts us 7.6% of the way through the 908 Pokemon at the end of Season 1. Not bad.
And Scarlet and Violet come out in, like, 3 months.
Yeah. But anyways, in that time, we have talked about 2 mythological creatures that are not Pokemon, 1 member of the Maximizers, 4 Ultra Beasts, 3 Mega Evolutions, 4 Gigantamax Forms, 3 Legendary Pokemon, 5 people, 1 Monster from Monster Rancher, 1 Experiment from Lilo and Stitch, and 19 Spectrobes. And currently, the thing that Kayla finds the most unacceptable in all of this is Wormadam's Shiny Forms.
Oh, I forgot to ask about that. Kayla, you remember Wormadam's shiny forms?
I don't need to.
They're just Wormadam.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see Gorbius, then you can find him at the end of this week's Twitter thread at @DelveIntoTheDex on Twitter. You can go into the description. There'll be the word thread at the end of the first sentence. Go ahead and click on that. That'll take you right to it. If you want to follow any of us personally, I am Billy the Nut on any social media.
I am at @Kayla_Cooney on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm more or less dead to the world for field season, but you can find me on Instagram at @Durl.1.name. Maybe I'll take a cool picture of a bug.
Can Ooh. I throw something in real yeah. quick, guys?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you to everyone who has been listening
yeah,
so
hey,
far.
Honestly, yeah, hey, honestly, the fact
it means,
that
so
our,
much.
Like,
it means the world.
Yeah, our average listenership has not been 0, and it's, you know.
And it's not just 1
yeah.
or 3.
Yeah, we're in double digits for average listener
yeah,
number,
fun.
Which is
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
so just, we appreciate you guys, and
this is
yeah.
just
appreciate
a
that.
Dumb thing we all wanted to do.
And here's another thing.
Yeah.
Tell a friend if you feel confident enough.
Please.
Tell a friend, because we do want to expand that. That would be nice.
Put it on for your cats or dogs when you leave for work during the day.
But honestly, this hobby is fun enough that I'll
Yeah,
I'll
I was
going to
say, I'll do this
anyways.
Even not
yeah.
recording. I just like talking about dumb bullshit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we might as well record if we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
That's true. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we are going to see you in a few weeks. So go ahead, listen to your favorites again. Share it to a friend. Catch up if you fell behind at any point. Although I guess if you fell behind, you wouldn't be hearing this.
Follow the Twitter.
Fuck it. Goodbye.
So, like, I don't know if Billy's going to leave this part in where I just talk to myself, but they left the Discord call. I'm just going to keep monologuing here. I guess this is where I can now talk about... there's a lot of Pokemon stuff I haven't gotten to talk about yet. Like, did you know that in the first season, Gary Oak has 10 gym badges, and, like, there's not even 10 gyms? Like, I don't even think there's one guy named Jim in the first season.
Why are you sitting in here in the dark?
Fuck!